我们每一个人在生活当中所看重的事情有所不同。
We all treat different things in our lives with different priorities.
有些人很看重关系，看重家庭。
Somebody pay a lot of attention to relationships and family.
事情做得好不好，大不大，不重要啊，重要的是我们家庭和睦，全家快快乐乐的，开开心心的在一起就好。
Whether we can do great things or not doesn't really matter as long as we have a harmonious family.
那有些人就很看重自己的事业。
But some people pay a lot of attention to their careers.
我们信主之前有这样的不同的侧重点，我们信主之后也有类似的现象。
We may have those different priorities before we receive the Lord, and even afterwards, we still have different priorities.
对于我们基督徒来讲，什么是我们生命当中最重要的事呢？
What is the most important thing for us Christians?
有五件、六件、十件、八件事情，我们怎么排这个前后的顺序呢？重要的次序呢？
How do we prioritize those 5, 6, 10 things?
好，我们来排排队咯。
Let's line up.
对于基督徒来讲，哈，第一位的肯定没有错了，一定是我们的上帝咯。
So for Christians, of course, it's God, number one.
但接下来怎么个排法？
And then later on, how do we prioritize?
有些人把家庭放在第二位。
Some people may put family as a second place.
有些人把教会的服事排在第二位。
Somebody put our service in the church is number two.
有人觉得说，哎，我们神给我们的工作也很重要，我们要仔仔细细的去做。
And some people feel that the work that we do is also very important that God given us.
所以如果用这种方式去排队的话，可能基督徒当中也有不同的观点的。
So if we start prioritizing like this, then we may have different priorities among Christians.
那怎么个排法会引起不同的意见？
How do we prioritize them without kind of coming to these different opinions?
所以这种排列前后次序的方式对我们认定主是有一定的帮助，但同时也带一些副作用。
When we prioritize like that, sometimes there are benefits, but sometimes there are negative consequences.
容易产生一种错误的观念。
We can generate these wrong thinking.
就把一些好像敬虔的事、服事主的事放在一边，然后把这个世上的事、工作的事放在另外一边。
It's like we put these things that like they are holy or sacred on one side, and those secular things on the other side.
以为服事主敬拜主只是来教会的事，哦，来教会主日了，我们要专心在神的身上，然后从星期一到星期六呢，就好像是跟神没有关系的。
And then we would think that whatever we do on Sunday, you know, at the church, those are the sacred things, and then everything else on the other 6 days are kind of not the same.
所以更好的方法呢，可能是这样一种的图画。
And actually, a better way to describe it is this particular picture.
这也是从我们讲这个被圣灵充满开始给大家强调的一个重点，就是神是我们的中心。
And actually we've been talking about filled by the Holy Spirit is that God is our center of lives.
我们要撤下那个宝座的那个位置上，不要自己做主，要在凡事上让基督做主。
We should not stay on the throne of our lives. We need to let Christ sit on the throne.
当基督做主，当我们被圣灵充满，当我们以圣灵为我们各样事情的做主的那一位主的时候，我们生活当中无论是你的服事啊、家庭啊、工作呀、事业、人际关系啊，都是以基督为中心的。
When we let Christ sit on the throne, and the center of our life, then it doesn't matter what things we are talking about, then it will be the Holy Spirit making all the decisions.
不要争是家庭在先、服事在先、工作在先，你的每一件事，你的家庭是以基督为中心的。
And it doesn't matter which thing is the most prioritized things, that everything should be have Christ being the center.
神把你放在一个工作的场合当中，你就好好的去做，做工作也可以荣耀主的。
If God has put you into a position of a job in your workplace, then you need to put God in the center.
当我们凡事以基督为中心的时候，我们在做任何的事情，无论是在教会，还是在家庭，还是在你的社区里面与你的邻居来往，都可以成为荣耀主的机会。
When we put Christ in the center, and then it doesn't matter whether we are at church, at work, and family or community, everything is an opportunity to glorify Christ.
想想看，亚伦是专心就在会幕里面，整天就是献祭啊、祷告啊、敬拜啊。
Aaron was spending all his time inside the tabernacle to worship the Lord.
这是神给他的职分。
That is the job that God has given him.
那大卫呢？大卫不是天天在圣殿里面，大卫他要做王啊，大卫要带兵打仗啊，他要去做将军呢。
And what about David? God didn't put him into the tabernacle every day. He has to be a king, and he has to govern, and also to wage wars.
但大卫当他的心中以基督为主的时候，他做君王，他做将军，甚至做这个牧羊人的时候，他都可以与神亲近的。
But yet, when David put God in his heart, then it doesn't matter whether he was a king, a general, or a shepherd, that he can always put God in the center of his life.
谁能说玛利亚做妈妈这件事情不重要吗？
Who can say Mary as mother is not important?
谁能意料得到亚伯拉罕在待客这件事情上，当他尽心尽力待客人的时候呢，就不知不觉当中接待了天使，接待了上帝自己呢？
And who can say that it's not important for Abraham to treat his guests well, because in that way, he has encountered God.
所以今天我们读这段经文哈，盼望我们仔细的思考这段经文的时候，让我们改变我们对工作、对事业、对在世上做事的这种的看法和眼光。
So as we study this passage today, may God change our perspective on how we regard our career and job.
这一段的经文讲主人和仆人之间的关系。
This passage talks about the relationship between the master and slave.
那是根据当时的这个啊，在以弗所的教会他们所处的社会环境来讲的。
It is regarding the society that the Ephesian church was in at that time.
因为在那个时代啊，这个奴隶啊、仆人呐、啊，这种是非常普遍的现象。
At that time, slaves and servants were very common at that time.
他们历史学家记载啊，就是在罗马这个城市里面，当时啊，三分之一的人是做奴隶的。
The historians recorded that approximately 1/3 of the population in Rome were slaves.
还有三分之一可能以前是做过奴隶的，后来得了自由的。
And then another 1/3 was previous slaves that has been freed.
所以你看这段经文里面保罗说，你们做奴隶做仆人的就是奴隶的意思啊，你们做主人的，所以在教会里面既有做奴隶的，又有做奴隶的主人的一批人。
So in the church at that time, there were slaves, oppressed slaves, as well as masters.
所以今天我们读这段经文的时候来思考哈，对于我们今天的关系就是在职场上的关系。
So when we read this passage today, it is really about our position at our workplace.
上司与下属，老板与员工，领导。和职工哈，首长、官长和士兵哈，我们有不同的称呼，但是大概是这样的一种的社会的关系，让我们学习在其中怎样去彼此相处。
We need to learn how to behave in our different relationships as bosses, supervisors, employees, and government officials, as well as their underlings.
在职场当中哈，如果没有基督在其中的话，人与人之间的关系是理不清的。
If we don't have Christ in our relationships, then we really cannot make sense of all the relationships we have.
做员工做下属的，他总觉得老板亏待我。
And as employees, we always feel that our bosses are not treating us right.
总觉得我们好像做了很多，付出很多，但是好像老板都不是很完全的认可我的工作。
We felt that we've done a lot, but yet we're not appreciated.
所以可能表面上都不讲什么哈，装得很好，但是心里面有很多的不满，可能是。
On the surface, we didn't say anything, but inside we feel the, you know, just dissatisfied.
那从做老板的这个角度来讲，他总觉得可能是员工不够努力，他没有做最大的哈，把最好的拿出来来做他的工作。
As a boss, we may always feel that our employees didn't try hard enough and didn't give up the best.
所以大家注意哈，这段经文里面每一句话里面都提到主耶稣基督的事情。
When you pay attention, every sentence of this passage mentions Christ.
只有在这种人际、这种社会、这种职场的关系当中哈，让耶稣基督进到人心里面，当无论是老板还是员工都以基督为主的时候，这个关系才能够理得清的。
Only when we let Christ to be the master of the lives of the supervisor as well as the employees, then we can make sense of that relationship.
所以今天呢，我们就围绕着这段经文来思考一下我们在主里面的关系。
So we'll look at our relationship through this particular passage.
你们做仆人的，要惧怕战惊，用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人。好像听从基督一般。
Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ.
为什么特别提到说是肉身的主人？
Why does it in particular mention about the earthly masters?
因为一旦人重生得救，他进入教会以基督为主的时候，他不仅有肉身的主人，还有天上的主人。
Because as we were born again, not only do we have an earthly master, we also have a heavenly master.
所以他不光是在服侍肉身的这个老板，而且呢，服侍他的同时，在服侍是听从基督做基督的仆人。
Because at the same time when we're serving our earthly supervisor, we are also obeying our heavenly master.
所以他说不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜悦，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意。
So that's why he said, obey not only to win the favor when the eyes is on you, but like slave of Christ, that the will of God from your heart.
第七节再强调一遍啊，甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像是服侍人一样。
And verse 7, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not them.
第八节告诉说，当我们这样去做的时候，都必按照所行的得主的赏赐。当我们做得好的时候，我们的眼光是定睛在主的身上，要从他那里得到天上的赏赐。
And then in verse 8, he talked about, because you know the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does, whether he's slave or free. So we were focusing on the reward from God.
这是对这个下属讲的，当讲到 对上级这个长官的时候一样啊，你们做主人的待仆人也是义理哈，不要威吓他们，因为知道你他们和你们同有一位主在天上。
And that previous verse is about employees, and now it's talking about masters in verse 9. Treat your slaves in the same way, do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both the master and yours is in heaven.
所以就像前文讲到做儿女的和做父母的，再往前看做丈夫的做妻子的一样哈，每个人都有每个人自己当尽的责任。
So as we have read in previous passages about children and their parents, as well as wife submitting to the husband.
那当我们进入到具体的这个关系的处理之前呢，我们必须要问这个问题，否则可能有些人心里一直在嘀咕哈。圣经是不是支持或者是反对这个奴隶制呢？
So before we talk about all these principles, we need to kind of resolve this first question that people may ask: Does the Bible oppose or support slavery?
既然这个在罗马帝国里有这么多哈做奴隶的，为什么圣经没有说你们做奴隶的起来革命、起来反抗呢？
Since there are so many slaves in the Roman society, why didn't the Bible say the slaves rise up and you know conduct a revolution?
难道圣经是保护赞同奴隶制吗？
Does the Bible agree with slavery?
看一些经文的时候我们就发觉哈，这个问题的回答是是也是不是。
And when we look at the Bible, we'll find the answer is both yes and no.
首先第一个我们看到哈，圣经是反对任何一种欺压别人的现象。
And when we read the Bible, we'll find out that the Bible is against people exploiting others.
特别是神对他的子民啊，一旦你认识主了，一旦成为神的选民以色列人，他们当中就要以恩慈以爱相待，不可以欺诈别人。
And especially for God's people, when they have known the Lord, then they need to treat others with kindness.
以赛亚书第五十八章啊，神责备这些表面上敬虔的这些的以色列人，甚至他们都在进食来亲近主的这些人，对他们说啊。这个他们的禁食不蒙神的悦纳哈，他们就回答说，我们禁食你为何不看见呢？我们刻苦己心你为何不理会呢？看哪，我们禁食的日子，你们禁食的日子仍求利益，勒逼人为你们做苦工。
In Isaiah 58, God was chastising those Israelites that were devout on the service, and those people were saying, why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves and you have not noticed?Yet, on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers.
你们禁食却互相争竞，以凶恶的拳头打人。你们今日禁食，不得使你们的声音听闻于善。
Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife, and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high.
这是神对他子民讲的话。
This is what God said to his people.
真正的敬虔要表现在人与人的关系上。
True devoutness has to be manifested in people's relationship.
真正爱上面的神、看不见的神的人，他一定会同样的怜悯去爱看得见的他身边的这些的啊同族的人、弟兄姐妹，甚至是外邦人寄居的人。
If you truly love the God that is unseen, you gotta be loving the people that you surrounding you that can be seen.
所以你就知道，我们这个神绝对不是赞成奴隶这种的这种制度的神。
So God cannot be a person who would agree with slavery.
但是呢，我们也看到哈，圣经的教导并不鼓励这些做奴隶的人起来革命反抗哈，不鼓励他们推翻这个制度。
But at the same time, we also see that the Bible does not encourage Christians to participate in the overthrow of slavery.
你看在哥林多前书第七章第二十节讲得很清楚哈，个人蒙召的时候是什么身份，仍要守住这身份。
And then also very clearly in 1 Corinthians 7, each person should remain in the situation they were in when God called them.
你是做奴隶蒙召的吗？不要因此忧虑，若能以自由，就求自由更好。
Were you a slave when you were called? Don't let it trouble you. Although if you can gain your freedom, do so.
什么意思呢？你如果是得救的时候，你是奴隶的身份，那你就守住这个身份。
What does it mean that if you were a slave when you received Christ, then you would keep that position?
如果你有机会哈，因为在罗马帝国那个制度下，如果你有钱了，自己挣的足够多的钱，你可以把自己赎出来。
And then if you have the opportunity, because in Roman society, if you have gathered enough money, you cannot buy yourself freedom.
所以说，若你有机会得以自由，那你就求自由，这也是不错的。
So if you can gain your freedom, do so. That's not too good, too bad.
但这不是最重要的。
But that's not the most important.
因为做奴隶蒙召于主的，就是主所释放的人。
For the one who was a slave when called to faith in the Lord is the Lord's free person.
真正得以自由，不是你在这个制度的改变的这个层面，而是在心灵层面。
The true freedom is not really the freedom under the current system, but it's really something in your heart.
当你认识到你得救的时候，你不再是你自己的人，而是属于主的人。你不是在做人的奴仆，而是做神的奴仆的时候，你就在主耶稣基督里面得到真正的自由了。
When you know Christ and you no longer is.Just a slave under a person, but you now become a slave of God, and that is the true freedom.
因为在基督之外，人以为自己很自由，实际上都是罪的奴仆。
Outside of Christ, we thought we had freedom, but actually we were all slaves of sin.
犯罪是人的基本的倾向，是没有办法改变的。
We cannot change our nature that we are inclined to sin.
只有因信称义，进到耶稣基督里面以后呢，我们才有这个能力胜过罪的权势、罪的捆绑，在基督里成为一个真正自由的人。
Only through righteousness through faith that we have the true freedom and have the ability to not sin.
这是讲另外一方面哈，做自由之人蒙召的，就是基督的奴仆。你们是重价买来的，不要做人的奴仆。
Similarly, the one who is free when called is Christ's slave. You were bought with at a price.Do not become slaves of human beings.
无论你是自由的人，或者是你甚至是拥有奴隶的人，做奴隶主了哈，这个你不要不要把这个身份看得太重要哈。要重要的看说你蒙召以后，你就成了基督的仆人了。
And whether you are a master or you are a freed person, don't look at it with too much importance. The most important thing that you are a slave of Christ.
保罗是一个自由人。
Paul was a free person.
但他最喜欢给自己的一个称呼就是我是基督的仆人。
But the most favorite way that he called himself is that I'm a servant of Christ.
我是基督的奴仆。
I am the slave of Christ.
基督要让我做自由人，我就好好的去传福音。
If Christ want me to be a free person, then I'm going to try my best to preach the gospel.
基督如果让我受捆绑，把我放在监牢里，我就在监牢里为主去做见证。
If Christ put me in prison, then I will bear testimony for him in prison.
所以保罗这样也劝我们哈，弟兄们，你们个人蒙召的时候是什么身份，仍要在神面前守住这身份，就在这个身份里面去为主去做见证。
So that's why Paul told us, brothers and sisters, each person as responsible to God should remain in the situation they were in when God called them.
所以保罗明白，保罗也想让我们每一个基督徒明白啊。就是真正的改变不是发生在制度层面的，不要寄希望说改变一个制度这个事情就变好了啊，不会的。重点，神的重点，他使徒保罗教导我们的重点是说，真正的改变发生在哪里？发生在心里， 发生在心灵的层面，发生在人心里面认罪悔改归向基督这个层面。
So Paul understood and he told all the brothers and sisters that do not focus on changing the system because the true changes happen in our hearts.
你看耶稣基督无柄而鱼之后，这些人就推举耶稣基督为王，对不对？但耶稣呢却退去了，他知道真正的改变不是发生在他在地上，在以色列那个地方称王打败这个罗马人，不是在这个层面的，不是制度的改变，而是人心里面罪恶的除清，人心里面的真正的认罪悔改。
And so after the miracle of the 5 loaves and 2 fish, people wanted Jesus to be king, but yet Jesus retreated because he realized that the true change is not for him to become a king in that Roman society, but for change to happen in people's hearts.
那从另外一方面来讲，现在的美国，比如说以美国为例，这个奴隶制已经废除100多年了，然后这个制度越来越民主了，越来越自由了，但真正解决罪恶的问题了吗？
And just look at America, we have abolished slavery for more than 100 years. But do we truly have freedom as our society gets more and more democratic and more free?
去年美国出了一部电影叫 Sound of Freedom, 不知道多少人看过哈，自由之声。
And there was a movie, Sound of Freedom, came out last year. I don't know whether you've seen it.
这个电影就很真实地呈现了，就是在美国，就是在现代的所谓民主自由的国家里面依然存在的最大很大的一个社会问题，就是这个 sex trafficking， 就是这个贩卖这个性奴这个犯罪。
And then it pointed out that even in society, in the U.S. society today, there is still a big problem of human sex trafficking.
虽然制度上好像自由了，奴隶制表面上废除了，但是今天依然这样的罪恶在不断的蔓延，因为人心里的贪婪，人心里的罪恶。
And even though we have abolished slavery and our system is supposed to be correct at this point, but yet, because of people's hearts problem, we still have this sin being spread among our society.
然而就在以弗所书写完之后不到300年呢，罗马帝国发生翻天覆地的变化，因为福音的广传，连皇帝都信耶稣了。
And after 300 years after the book of Ephesians was written, there was a tremendous change in Roman society because the people receiving Christ, even the Roman emperor.
当福音广传的时候，它不仅能够改变做奴隶的人心，它也能够改变那些奴隶主的人的心。
When the gospel is spread, it can change both the hearts of the servants as well as their masters.
所以在以弗所书里面，保罗他的重点不在于说改变那个社会制度，废除奴隶制，而是说在这个制度之下，做奴隶的应该怎么做，做主人的应该怎样去做，从心灵当中除去那个犯罪的那个根源的问题。
So the book of Ephesians is not about how to change the system, but rather changing the hearts of the slaves, servants, and their masters.
所以我们就来看一看哈，保罗告诉这些做仆人的应该怎样去做。
And so let's look at what Paul was telling what the servants should be doing.
保罗让我们看到哈，当一个做奴隶的、做仆人的在基督里重生以后呢，他就是一个新造的人了。
Paul said a born again person is a new creation.
虽然他地上的身份，奴隶的身份没有改变，但是有三件事情发生了根本性的改变。
Even though his status as a servant has not changed on earth, but yet there are three fundamental changes.
第一个就是他有一个新的主人了。
First, he has a new master.
所以第六节讲说你在肉身，第五节哈，你在肉身的主人就是告诉提醒他们啊，你们现在不仅有一个肉身的主人，还有一个天上的主人。
So verse 5 we reminded them, not only do you have an earthly master, you also have a heavenly master.
那因此呢，带来一个新的服侍你肉身主人的不同的态度。
And because of that, it brings about a new attitude as you serve your earthly master.
这里他讲四种心态的改变。
And talk about four attitude changes.
这个重生得救的基督徒做仆人的，他对服侍他的主人，不管这个主人是基督徒或者不是基督徒来讲也好，他要在态度上，服侍的态度上，又拥有着四颗心。
And doesn't matter whether the earthly master is a Christian or not, we need to have four new attitudes as we serve.
第一个基本的态度讲到这个惧怕战兢，这不是讲的对着人的啊。 这是讲说这个重生的基督徒，这个做奴隶的基督徒哈，他在服侍肉身的主人的时候，他有一个基本的对天上的主人的敬畏的态度。
And it talked about once we serve our earthly master, we need to have respect and fear for our heavenly master.
大家还记得在五章二十一节当讲的说被圣灵充满之后，就讲说怀着敬畏主基督的心彼此顺从。
And also remember in verse 21 of chapter 5, we need to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
所以整个这个大的这个上下文是在讲人以基督为主，以圣灵坐在他宝座上的时候，他的那种对待人的一个基本的态度是先在他对上帝的敬畏的大前提之下。
And it's really under the big premise of that we have reverence for Christ that we talk about all the different relationships with men.
所以这是他第一个要拥有的。记得哦，你在服侍主人的时候，在前眼前也好，在背后也好，有一位天上的主人在观看你的态度，观看你的做事，听你所说的话哦。
As we serve our earthly master, whether it's in front of people or behind the scenes, we have to remember there is this heavenly master watching from above.
然后接下来呢，就转向对人和对事上面哈。第一颗心，对人对事的就要诚心。
And then talk about to people and things that we need to serve with sincerity.
要以诚实的心。
We have an honest, sincere heart.
这个词也可以翻译成单纯的心。
It also talk about singleness of heart.
是一个不掺杂的心。
It's not mixed in other things.
是一个真诚的，是经得起检验的一颗心。
It's something that can be examined with sincerity.
不光你的里外，你的心态是可以经得起检验，连你做的事情都可以经得住检验的。
People can examine your heart as well as examine the things that you do.
这个词是什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
一个人在做一个陶器啊。
Somebody was making pottery.
这个陶器呢，他要先把泥巴选好哈，把它做成一个固定的形状。
And first you need to kind of gather the clay and then you make it into shape.
然后第一遍把它烧成定型。
And then you put it into the kiln.
然后在这个过程，因为经过很多的手续嘛。有的时候不小心呢，就会把这个做好的这个模子呢，会碰破的。
And sometimes because you will be touching it, and sometimes you will be knocking it and breaking it.
有的时候呢，可能不是完全破，要完全破了那就丢了，重新再造一个了。
If it's truly all broken, then of course you throw it away.
有的时候碰呢，可能上面就产生不是很明显的一些的裂纹。
And sometimes we just touch it, maybe you have a little crack.
那这个就不完美了。
And it's imperfect.
但是呢，有些工人呢，他就觉得说这样丢掉太可惜了。
And some workers will feel, oh, I throw it out. That's kind of like, you know, what a waste.
所以他就用一种补救的方法。
So then they will use some way to try and amend it.
他就用蜡呢，把它那个裂纹呢，把它补一补。
And then they will put some wax on that crack.
因为外面还要涂上釉嘛，所以用一些深颜色的釉把它涂上以后，一烧，外面完全看不出来。
And then because on the outside you still have to put on paint, and when you kind of like burn, you know, put it into the oven, and then you cannot really see it.
那用起来也不妨碍，因为这个裂纹已经被补上，不会漏水的。
And if you use it, it's not too bad because the crack has been filled.
但这样一个作品呢，它是一个不完美的作品。
But yet, it's an imperfect creation.
所以有经验的买家哈，他就带一支蜡烛。
So experienced buyer, they would bring a candle.
把蜡烛放到这个陶器里面一放
，and then they will put inside the vessel，
然后四周一转一看
，and then they will kind of turn around and look。
如果你是一个完美没有任何裂纹的一个完美的作品，你就看不到任何的光透出来。
If it is a perfect vessel, then you will not see any light coming from the candle from the inside。
但是如果曾经产生过裂纹，是用蜡把它封上以后呢，灯光这个蜡烛光一照呢，你就看出有裂纹。
But if it's been filled with wax before because of the crack, then you would see the light seeping out.
所以这个单纯的、诚实的、真诚的心的意思就是说，经得起检验的不怕光照的怎么照它是一个完美的、纯粹的。
So meaning serving with sincerity is that you can be examined and you cannot find any imperfection.
这就是保罗讲的，将来我们到神的面前，我们所做的一切都要经过火的考验，有草木禾秸的，一烧就没有了。
And so that's what Paul was referring that all the work we do will be examined in the future and all the things that are made of hay and wood will not pass that examination.
但是当我们用最好的金银宝石摆在主的面前，无论是在教会里的服侍，还是在社会上对你的肉身的主人的服侍，都是经得起考验的话，就得上帝的赏赐。
But if we serve with gold and silver and whatever the work that we do on earth as well as for God, then it will pass an examination.
在这个服侍，在地上做仆人，然后做得好，讨神喜悦的最典型的榜样就是那个约瑟。
The one that can truly give us a great example of how to serve on earth and to God is Joseph.
这个年轻的约瑟啊，在他很年轻的时候就被这个哥哥给卖去做奴隶的。
A young Joseph was sold by his brothers into slavery.
啊，跑到这个埃及哈，经过各样的检验呢。看似他吃了很多的苦，实际上这些一个一个苦都是神在用火在检验。在熬炼他那个纯粹的那个单纯的服侍人服侍神的心呢。
He suffered a lot in Egypt, but all of those tests were God put in to make sure that he served with sincerity.
被卖到波提法家受过一次检验，对不对？
He was sold into Potiphar's house, and that was the first examination.
后来又被丢到监牢里面再受一次的考验。
And he was then put into prison as a second examination.
从监牢里出来到了法老面前，那经过更严酷的严厉的考验。
And then when he came out of prison in front of Pharaoh, then he has yet another examination.
所以经过各种的火的烧，各种检验之后，约瑟的工作，无论是在哪里的工作，在上帝面前的工作，都经得起检验，这样就得上帝的赏赐。
And he received God's blessings and rewards because of his examination that would pass, be it work that he done for man or God.
第二个这个心呢，是在这个第六节，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜悦的，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意。
And then in verse 6 it tells us that obey them not only to win the favor with the eyes on you, but like slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart.
用心去服侍。
From your heart.
这个用心这个词呢，原来是两个词的叠加。
Actually, this phrase is really two words put together.
一个词就是眼睛。
First, eyes.
一个词就是服侍。
And then the other one is to serve.
所以有些英文就直接把它翻译成 eye service, 就是在眼前的服侍。
And then in some English translation talk about eye service.
不要用心服侍，不要只是在眼前服侍哈。我们以前用什么面子活哈，你只是给人看的。面子工程啊，这些你不要这样去做。
So when we serve others, it's not just doing it so that other things can see.
外面做得漂漂亮亮的。
On the surface, beautiful.
哇，看起来真的好啊，但是里面偷工减料。
But yet, when we look inside, it's really all missing all kinds of details and material.
我们大陆出来的都知道哈，有一个专门的词形容这种工程。
And then we know from China, there is a phrase that talks about that kind of work.
这叫豆腐渣工程。
豆腐渣，
这个地震一来啊，别的建筑都站得住，那豆腐渣工程都倒了。
And when the storm comes, all the other buildings would stand firm, but yet the tofu drag buildings would fall down.
不要老板在的时候，哇，热情的不得了，勤劳的不得了。
When the boss is around, what we're doing? Oh, look how hardworking we are.
而在老板的后面哈，这个不仅这个偷懒、偷工减料，还讲老板的坏话。
And then behind the boss's back, then we will be slacking and also even bad-mouthing our bosses.
这是这里讲的用心去服侍的意思。
And that's what it means in doing from heart.
最后，保罗说你们要甘心的去服侍。
And then lastly, Paul talked about that we need to serve wholeheartedly.
甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men.
这个甘心又可以翻译成恩慈。
This wholehearted is all can talk about with kindness.
就是带着一颗完全是要祝福你所服侍的这个人的那种的心态。
It's an attitude that you want to bless the one you serve.
这个就像什么？就像约瑟在监牢里的服侍。
It's like Joseph in prison.
约瑟看到那两个人，一个是酒正，一个是擅长。
And then, Joseph saw the two men in prison. One of them was a butler, the other was a wine taster.
这两个人以前是很有权势，都是这个法老身边的人。
Those two persons were very powerful before they were beside Pharaoh.
现在已经是监狱里的这个囚犯了。
But yet they were put into prison as well.
生死未卜。
And they cannot tell whether they're going to live.
说不定哪天这个法老就会杀他们。
Can't tell what one day maybe the Pharaoh will kill them.
但是约瑟没有看人的这个身份去下菜碟。
But yet Joseph didn't look down on those people.
所以耶稣很甘心的服侍，就是为了要祝福他们，所以看到他们脸色不好忧忧愁愁的，就主动的去跟他们讲话，去帮助他们去解梦。
And so when Joseph saw that they looked sad, so proactively he went to talk to them and also to interpret the dreams for them.
所以你看，约瑟哈，真的是啊，是一个很具体的啊，这些都是很抽象的一些的原则和观念，但是把这些放到约瑟的生命当中，你会看到他怀着一个敬畏主的心，去诚心的、用心的、甘心的去服侍他地上肉身的主人呢。
So all these abstract concepts were turned into concrete actions by Joseph to serve others with sincerity from the heart and wholeheartedly.
因此啊，约瑟就不仅是有一个新的主人，有新的态度，而且他得到一个新的赏赐。
And Joseph, as a result, not only because of a new master, new attitude, he also got a new reward.
一夜之内啊，从阶下囚变成这个埃及的宰相。
And one night, he turned from a prisoner.Into a premier for Egypt.
因为这一切，他在神的面前经过了这一个一个严峻的考验之后，上帝就给他一个大的赏赐。
After he passed many examinations, God has given him a big reward.
所以，当我们这样去服侍的时候，我们的眼光不再是定睛在那个年终奖上面。
When we serve like this, we no longer focus on the year-end bonus.
不再只是说哦，我做得好，让地上的老板能够喜欢我。
It's not that I will do it like this, then the earthly master would like me.
而是求在天上主人的赏赐，是主人把我放在这里的，是主人把我放在这个关系当中的。我服侍他，最终是借着这个服侍去服侍我天上的主人。
So no longer we are only looking for the reward from the heavenly master because he put us in this position.
就像保罗所讲的，忘记背后，努力面前，要得从上面来的赏赐。
And so Paul told us that we forget what happened in the past, but focus on the future to look for that reward from above.
当然在做仆人的事情上，约瑟也是一个预表，预表我们的主耶稣基督。主耶稣基督才是最终的，最完美的服侍人的榜样。
Joseph is only a foretelling of the future master to come, and how Jesus gives us that perfect example.
在最后的晚餐上，他为门徒洗脚。
In the Last Supper, Jesus washed the feet of the disciples.
这是什么概念？
What is that concept?
这件事情应该是在这个家里面最卑微的仆人做的事情。
This is a thing that should be done by the lowliest servant.
所以当彼得要给耶稣给彼得洗脚，彼得都讲说你怎么能够洗我的脚？你是我的主人呢？你怎么能够做这家里面最卑微的奴仆所做的事情呢？
So when Jesus was about to wash Peter's feet, how can you do that to me? This is supposed to be done by the lowliest servant.
所以在基督的身上，我们看到两个极端，一个极端他是万王之王，万主之主，他是主人的主人呢。
And then when we look at Jesus, there are really two extreme examples. On the one side, he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and Master of Masters.
世界上最有权势的人。最大的主人都是伏在他的权柄之上。
The most powerful person on earth would be falling down before him.
然而，耶稣基督却卑微自己到一个什么地步呢？成了仆人的仆人呢
？But yet Jesus humbled himself to the position of a servant of servants.
所以，他洗脚的这些人都被他服侍的人，有渔夫，有税吏，都是社会上很低层的人。
The people that he was serving are the lowly person in society, like tax collectors or fishermen.
就算是这十二个门徒当中有一个是仆人中最卑微、最小的那个仆人，耶稣会不会给他洗脚？也一样的。
And Jesus would likely serve even the lowliest among those disciples.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要看任何一个服侍、任何服侍的这个事情为卑微哦。
Brothers and sisters, we should not look at any service that we do as too low for us.
当如果神给我们这样的机会，去为他去摆上，去服侍那最卑微的人、最小的事情的话，我们也要尽心尽力的去做，因为我们的主就是这样做的。
When God gives us the opportunity to serve the lowliest or to do the smallest task, we should do that because that's what Christ did.
那主人呢？
What are our masters?
这里面一共是五句话，但四句是讲给仆人的，讲给仆人的， 讲给主人的只有一句话。
There are five sentences here, four for the servants and one for the master.
你们做主人的待仆人也是一理。
And masters treat the slaves in the same way.
一句话就把前面的主要的观点都概括了。
One sentence concluded all the concepts before.
什么一理呢？
What are the concepts?
前面我不已经讲了吗？作为仆人，他有了新的主人了，他服侍起来有新的态度，然后他的盼望是从天上来的新的奖赏，主人也是一样。
And earlier we talked about for servants, we have new master, new attitude, a new reward. For masters, the same.
主人呢、啊？你在地上做的再大，你拥有的仆人再多，你也知道哈，上面有一个最终的最大的主人。
Doesn't matter how big your master in on earth or how many servants you have, but you have a new master in heaven.
你怎么对待别人，尤其是对待那些你所管辖的哈，所是买来的奴隶哈，那上帝上面的主人都看着呢。
How do you treat those people that are under you? Your heavenly master will see it.
仆人要怀着惧怕、战惊哈、敬畏上帝的心，主人更是要这样。
The servants would have to serve with respect and fear, and more so for the masters.
不要以为今天你挂了一个牌子，或者是戴了一个红袖箍，哈，有了一点点的权柄，你就可以为所欲为了。
Don't think that you have a badge, that you are a master, that you can do whatever you want.
所以特别强调他们的态度上面，哈，除了对神的敬畏以外，对人特别的提醒他们，不要威吓他们哦。
So in terms of attitude, not only we have to serve with awe, especially for people, do not threaten them.
不要用你的权柄去吓唬、去胁迫、去辖制别人呢。
Do not oppress people because of your authority.
而且提醒他们哈，最终他们得的赏赐是从真正的主人那里来的。
And to remind them, the ultimate reward is from above.
那当我想到在地上哈做主人的这个好的榜样，我就想起旧约的一个人物，他就是波阿斯。
And I remember example of the Old Testament of as a master and as Boaz.
你想想，波阿斯一个大财主
，He's a rich man，
家里有很多的地
，a lot of land，
家里有很多的仆人
，many servants。
那他怎么对待他的仆人的呢
？How do he treat his servants？
那通过他的仆人对他的反应，你就看出哈，波阿斯是一个蛮有恩慈、蛮有怜悯啊。他是主人，但是他是一个施恩于仆人，照顾他手下的这些人的那一种的恩慈的态度对待他们。
From his servant's reaction to him, we can tell that Boaz was a person who treated his servants with kindness and mercy.
所以这是旧约或者是犹太人理解这个奴隶制跟我们今天的人有一点不同的地方。
The way that the Israelites understand the concept of master, slave, and slavery is really different from us today.
哇，今天我们一提起奴隶制，哇，这个奴隶被剥削、被欺压，甚至被这个残酷的这个压迫哈，我们想起都是这些形象。
And when we think about how we serve others, we're always thinking about people oppressing us or being exploited.
但是在旧约，甚至包括罗马帝国里面，其实跟我们今天理解的那个奴隶制是有很大不同的。
But yet, in the Roman society and also under the Israelites in the Old Testament, it's actually very different from our system.
罗马帝国里面三种人成为奴隶。
In Roman society, there are three kinds of people who became slaves.
一种是战犯。
One is prisoner of war.
被打败了啊，被掳为做奴隶的。
They lost a battle. They became slaves.
第二种是生在奴隶的家庭当中，这些做儿女的生出来啊，就是做奴隶的。
And then the second kind, when they were born into slavery, they're born from a slave.
但还有一种情况，很大的一部分人是怎么样，自己卖自己作为奴隶的。
And then the third kind, actually, a lot of them is because they sold themselves into slavery.
欠了太多的债。
They owe a lot of money.
还不起就把自己卖了来还债。
They cannot repay and they sold themselves as slaves.
所以如果他不卖自己做奴隶，他就没有吃没有穿，他可能就会饿死，会没有人养活他。
If they don't sell themselves as slaves, then they would starve to death.
所以在奴隶这个主人的家里呢，这个当这个奴隶主是一种很恩慈的状态，实际上对这个奴隶是很大的一个保护的。
And so actually is a great deal of kindness.For a master that would be treating to a slave.
所以波阿斯的身上你就看到这种恩慈哈，那些做他奴隶的或者做他仆人的人，我想都不喜欢离开他家。
And you can see that mercy and kindness from Boaz because those servants would not want to leave his household.
有这么好的一个主人哈，提供他们工作的机会，养活他们，而且对他们如此的恩慈，为什么要离开呢？
Why would they want to leave when you have a master who would feed them, who would treat them with kindness?
不仅是对待他家里的工人啊，奴隶是这样，包括那个外邦来逃难的那个路德，你看波阿斯怎么待他。
And then not only to the servants, but for this Gentile person, Ruth.
给他吃的，照顾他哈，就工人吃饭的时候不要欺负他，让他一起来吃。
And not only feed the servants, but also feed Ruth, and do not threaten her.
如果捡麦穗捡的不够多，故意给他丢一些麦穗在地上，让他去捡。
And if she cannot pick up enough wheat from the ground, then intentionally throw some on the ground so that she can collect it.
波阿斯为什么能够这样对待别人
？Why could Boaz treat people like that?
因为知道他有一个真正的主人。
Because he knew there was the true master.
他所拥有的一切都是那个主人赐给他的。
Whatever he possessed.Was from that master.
包括家里的这些仆人，包括那个外邦来逃难的路德，哈，都是上帝给他的服事的机会。
All these opportunities from God to serve His servants and those Gentiles who came to Him.
他好好的使用他的资源和权柄去保护这些人。
He used His authority and His resources to protect those people.
而且当他有机会去替这个拿俄米和路德家去赎那个地啊，把他们赎回来娶这个路德的时候，他不惜牺牲自己啊，因为前面一个人他一看这不是好买卖啊，他们都不肯做的哈、啊。但波阿斯愿意去，哪怕牺牲自己的产业，他也愿意去恩待路德，恩待拿俄米。
Even though another relative refused opportunity to redeem Naomi and Ruth's land.He was willing to do so despite the risk involved.
而且他的盼望不是在地上的产业，而是遵照神的旨意的上帝的赏赐。
Because what he longs for is not the earthly possessions, but the heavenly reward.
这我们已经是第三次讲到被圣灵充满以后，我们这个人际关系上的更新和改变。
This is the third time we talk about after we are filled with the Holy Spirit how to change our earthly relationships.
从婚姻夫妻的关系讲起哈，妻子做妻子要顺从自己的丈夫，就像顺从主一样。
From husband and wife, how do we submit? How the wife submit to husband, just like Christ submit himself.
然后讲到儿女对待父母的态度，做儿女的要听从你们的父母。
And we talk about children, how the children should obey the parents.
要孝敬他们。
And then to be Good to them.
然后今天又讲到说做仆人的，心甘情愿的啊，要敬畏，要诚心，要甘心，要用心的去服侍地上的主人，是像服侍基督一样。
And then now today talk about how the servant should be like serving the Lord, with wholeheartedness and with sincerity.
其实这些讲这些关系，都是在教我们怎么去跟我们的神建立美好的关系。
And actually, in talking about all these earthly relationships, is how to build our relationship with God.
基督是那个新郎，我们得救赎的人是基督的心腹，要听从主，顺从主，要去爱他。
And Christ is the bridegroom, and we, the church, is the bride, and all our relationship is learning how to obey Him and to love Him.
我们的神是我们在天上的父。我们作为他的儿女，当如何听从听从神的旨意
？And our heavenly Father is our Father in heaven, and we need to obey and listen to Him.
今天我们讲到做仆人，这也是我们重生得救以后一个全新的身份。我们不仅是基督的心腹，我们不仅是上帝的儿女，而且上帝给我们各样的机会在地上学习服侍人，是为了学习服侍神。
And we are not just the bride of Christ or the children.Of our heavenly Father, we are also the servant of our Lord. As we learn how to serve our earthly master, we are truly learning how to serve our heavenly master.
Yeah, 保罗教我们这些宝贵的功课哈，做一点的总结啊，在基督里哈，无论是做仆人还是做主人，无论是做老板的还是做这个下属的，我们同有天上的主人。
So to conclude, Paul was teaching us that in Christ, no matter whether we are servant.Or a master, we have the same heavenly master.
我们要用一个全新的态度彼此对待。
We need to treat one another with a new attitude.
我们的期待是借着我们这样的地上的服事，不光是在教会里面呢，包括你在世上的工作啊。当你尽心尽力的来做忠心的这个管家的时候，你期待的是得上帝的赏赐。
When we serve not just in church but also in our workplace, what we long for is the reward from the Christ.
我们这样做的时候，记得耶稣的榜样啊，我们甘心做什么仆人的仆人。
And we need to remember the example of Christ that we are willingly to be a servant of servants.
因为我们知道，我们服侍的是主人之上的那个主人。
Because who we serve is the master of masters.
有一位神学院的老师啊，我们也都听过他的一些的教导 ，Dr. Howard Hendricks 啊，在达拉斯神学院做教授。
In Dallas Royal Seminary, there is this professor Howard Hendricks.
那他有一次讲了一个故事哈，这个很有意思。
He told us a meaningful story.
他有一次这个旅行的时候坐飞机，飞机晚点了。
One time he was going on a plane and the plane was delayed.
就这全飞机的人哈，在飞机上就坐着等啊，结果飞机推迟推迟推迟哈，还是不起飞。
And all the people were sitting inside the plane, and but yet the plane was delaying and delaying.
那我们有这样的经历的人，我们都知道啊，在那等的时候就很不耐烦嘛。
We all have some similar experience, and we know we get very impatient.
所以这些旅客当中就各种各样的反应都出来了。
And all kinds of reactions came out from the passengers.
有些人这个晚宴的，有些人大声讲话的，有些人发脾气的，有人甚至故意刁找茬刁难那些服侍他们的这些空姐啊，这些服侍人员。
And then people will be complaining and talking loudly, or just even just picking trouble with the stewardess.
And Dr. Henry, 他特地注意到哈，当中有一个这个空姐啊，哇，非常对人非常 nice 啊，讲话不管别人怎么找茬哈，他都很耐心的、很温柔的、很这个有恩慈的去服侍每一个人。
And yet, Dr. Hendricks found that there is a stewardess who was very patient, very kind.Even people were picking trouble with her, she was just talking nicely to them.
别人对她不管怎么不好，她都是没有向别人发脾气。
She didn't throw any temper tantrum with the people, that even when they were treating her badly.
最后这个飞机终于起飞了啊，那大家也是慢慢的情绪都平复下来了。
And finally, the plane took off, and everybody kind of quieted down.
那 Dr. Hendricks 就找了一个机会哈，就对这个空姐讲说，哎呀，你的服务真是太棒了。
And then Dr. Hendricks found an opportunity to talk to this stewardess and said, "You just really did well."
他说：“你可不可以告诉我你上司的名字，你主管的名字哈？你告诉我他的电话和 email， 我要写一封信给你的上司。
Can you tell me the name or email of your supervisor that I can send an email to him?
我要让他知道啊，你们公司有一个非常棒的员工。
So that I'll let him know that your company has a great employee.
那你的上司到底叫什么名字
？What is his name？
他说我的上司的名字叫耶稣。
And she said the boss, my boss's name is Jesus.
所以这是一个很好的榜样。当我们无论做什么事情的时候，不管遇到什么样别人的这种错误的对待的时候，我们的心是向着主的。我们不是在坐在人的面前给人看的，我们是坐在那个最大的 boss， 神的身上，基督的身上，我们才能够有这样的能力。去好好的去对待我们身边的每一个人。
So this is a great example that as we serve others, we know that our big boss is the Lord Jesus Himself, and we're not doing it towards others, but to Him.
因着耶稣基督的救赎，我们不再做罪的奴仆，不再只是做人的奴仆了。
Because of His redemption, we are no longer slaves of sin or slaves of men.
我们已经成了上帝的儿女。
We became children of God.
不管我们在地上是什么样的身份，做老板、做雇员
，doesn't matter what status we have as employees or masters，
我们都可以在耶稣基督的救赎里面很自由的服侍人，就像服侍主一样，抓住每一次机会去服侍那一个看不见的上帝。
And after our redemption, that we can serve freely, it doesn't matter who we are serving, as if we are serving the Lord。
但愿我们这样尽心尽力的做事。能够讨上帝的喜悦。
May we serve so that we can receive the reward from above.
我们要常常的哈，借着纪念主，纪念神在我们身上所做的何等奇妙的救赎的工作。
And we would always remember the what miraculous redemption that God has done in our lives.
让我们今天在领用圣餐之前，我们唱这首诗歌，叫《救赎的恩典》。
We will sing this response song before we receive communion.